This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Yeah, very good defense. Much like Coach Belichick has groomed there for years. Very good defense. They're stout in stopping the run. They do a lot of things in the back end with their, in the various and multiple ways they play man coverage, and they've got a really good secondary. Obviously, McCourty's back there, and he's been back there for a long time, and just a veteran leader and plays a lot of good football back there, whether it's run game, pass game, extremely smart. You know, they've got a very good defense.
Sean McDermott. I was ready to apologize for being late, but that went on longer than I was expecting, and I wasn't late. I was going to say, sorry I'm late. I was placing bids on Zonovan Knight.
I don't even know what to do with you sometimes.
You know who that is? Probably the Jets' starting running back this week.
Ooh-wee.
Probably.
All right.
Here's what I mean. Michael Carter injured. Mm-hmm. Doesn't have to miss, but ankle injury sounds like he might. Mm-hmm. Ty Johnson has been playing sort of annoying. He's been playing in that backfield, but never going to be the three-down back. James Robinson, who they traded for, healthy scratch last week. Zonovan Knight played a lot, and I think that he might be in line for 15, 20 touches in this game. I don't have to be right, but that's what I was doing.
That's how the winning gets done.
Oh yes,
right, that's what that is.
I owe you big. Here, you want to have some real fun? You want to have some real fun? All these times, it was all a setup. I was not actually late, but that's what I was doing.
Yeah,
it was all just needless.
Yeah,
let's have some real fun. Name the last 10 coaches to lose a playoff series to the Sabres. So, I thought of this question on Monday, and I am using it now. I have not looked. And I tried this myself, and I think I have 8, but I don't have the answer yet. I want to hear you do it.
Wow. All right.
Because right now you're thinking, or maybe somebody listening is thinking, how far back will that go?
Right.
So let's see. Last 10 coaches to lose a playoff series to the Sabres.
All right. Was Brian Murray the Ottawa coach in 06?
I think so.
Okay.
The fight the next year?
Yep.
I think so.
Okay. So he's one. Who is the Ranger coach? It's not no.
You want a hint? It's okay. I'll give you a hint if you want.
Sure.
Danny Guerra's brother-in-law.
Rennie.
Tom Rennie.
Okay.
That's right, isn't it?
Yes, that is right. I can see him.
Yep.
I see him and Yager. Yes.
I was Tom Rennie for Halloween this year. It's funny you say you could see him because I went with that. Wore a suit and glasses.
That's the last series win, right?
That's right.
Okay.
Tom Rennie is the most recent coach to lose a playoff series to the Sabres.
First round that year is Ted Nolan.
Correct. Ted Nolan.
Islanders.
The second most recent. Ryan Murray is third.
Coached the Sabres after that. Again, yeah. On the second stint. Holy cow.
I think all these guys have coached the Sabres after that.
All right, so I already had Murray. That's the last win in 06.
Mm-hmm. This is the only way to do it, is work backwards.
Yeah, yeah. This is where it gets embarrassing that I'm stalling out on not remembering who they played in the first round in 06.
All right. It's okay. It's not supposed to be a breeze.
Oh, it's Philadelphia.
Yes.
So it's Hitch. Yeah.
Hitchcock. Yes.
Yeah, tell Lindy. Yeah, yes. Right. There's a lot of swearing there. Yes. Okay. All right. That's 06. Okay.
Now we got to go back a little more.
Right. To 2001?
Yes.
You know, they lose to the Penguins. They beat the Flyers that year. That's the first round. I might need a second round in there somewhere. That's going to be who?
No, the Penguins series was
Penguins
the second round.
The second round. That's right. They lost the Penguins with the chance to get to the conference final. My apologies. The Flyer
The Penguin coach was Ivan Hlinka, by the way.
Oh, okay. Well, thank you.
I got.
They didn't beat him.
You
so
take no. He's not on the list. But you took that. You take that media elevator up, and there's a little closet at the arena just behind that. And I just looked one time. I just peeked into that closet, and Hlinka was standing there smoking a cigarette.
Nice.
You got to go somewhere. You can't just do anywhere
right.
You want anymore.
Sure. Yeah. Right. Yeah. The Flyer coach in that 0-1 series is who?
Okay, this one I got wrong. I'm looking now to check, and I got it wrong. This is good though.
Yeah. Could it be?
You're gonna get
Murray's
it. You're
brother
get
Terry.
It. That's who I put, but no.
Oh.
You know what team he coaches? The '97 Flyers.
Okay.
Right.
Sure. I yes.
In the finals.
Yep. Okay.
Okay. No.
Yep.
This is not. It's not him. I think this guy was the coach of the year. It's better.
Man.
It's better. He replaced Craig Ramsey this season.
Wayne Cashman.
No.
No. Okay. I really rushed that.
That was good, though. He did coach the Flyers in 97.
He did coach the Flyers somewhere. There. Okay. All right. Good. Thank you.
Oh, look. Lamar Jackson. Questionable. That's a surprise.
Weird. Illness?
Hip. Illness. I don't know. Not questionable necessarily, but
yeah.
Missed practice or something.
Questionable with homophobia.
All right. 0-1 Flyers. Famous player for the team.
Oh, Barber.
Bill Barber.
Bill Barber in that haircut, yeah.
Five Sabres series wins ago.
Got a haircut with a Flobe, Bill Barber.
Bill Barber. Six.
That should be more respectful.
The Flobe? You want to respect the Flobe?
No, with Bill Barber.
Everybody should respect the Flobe.
I take.
Change your fantasy team
name. It was not a shot that needed to be made.
I had a nice conversation with him once.
Sure.
At the Spectrum.
Yeah,
he was the Phantoms coach when Tortorella was the Amherst coach.
I almost wanted to say I'm better than that, but I'm not. I think I'm showing that I'm not because I said it in the first place. I want to be better. I want to strive to be better. I'm recognizing that I shouldn't have said it, but I did, so I'm not better than that. I need to try to be better than
That's probably how Lamar Jackson feels.
Being hard on myself here. Yeah, maybe. Okay, so. How many is that?
Five.
Five. Wow. And we're to 2001
already. We're going to 10.
Okay, so we got a 2000. They lose in the first round, go through the side of the net. Darcy loses his mind in the press box. So they don't win a round in 2000. So we're to 99.
We are.
So, okay, Quinn.
Pat Quinn is correct. That's six.
Oh.
Ooh. This one I'm pretty sure I'm right. I'm checking now.
I have not done this exercise in a while.
Okay.
Where I, because this is middle of the night, I can't stop thinking of 100 different things I have no control over, and it's 3 in the morning, and I just got up to go to the bathroom because, well, that's what you do when you're my age. And I'm trying to get back to sleep, and I'm thinking about stuff, and it's driving me nuts, and who are the Super Bowl winners from the Bills forward? And I'll just do that. And I've done this with the Sabres. But 98, 99 sort of commingle like the early round stuff. So it's Pat Quinn in the conference final with the Leafs. The series before that is who? I don't know for sure. There's a Boston in there. There's Ottawa in there. There's Montreal in there in 98, 99. And, of course, Washington at the end of 98. But I don't know who's who. I need them all, really. We're only at six right now.
You need them all. Yep.
I think for the purposes of this show continuing to be as wildly entertaining as it has been all day, I need to switch
the power
aside.
Rankings.
Yeah.
You're to bail?
I'm gonna be flailing over here.
Okay. Quinn with the Leafs. It's Boston, and that's Pat Burns.
Oh.
Young Joe Thornton's Bruins in the second round, and that's Pat Burns. So that's seven Sabre series wins ago. The series before that is Ottawa.
Okay.
That has to be Jacques Martin, doesn't it? The first round, that sweep in 99?
Yes.
That has to be Jacques Martin.
Yeah,
I haven't looked yet.
He was there for a long time. He's gone by 06, 07, but he was, yeah, I think it's got to be him.
Okay. So then you have 98, and that's Montreal. And I think that's Vigneault, but I haven't looked yet.
Okay.
Should I look?
Sure.
Yeah,
I like Vigneault. I was starting to be on fumes there and give up, I wanted to say Vigneault somewhere.
It is Vigneault.
Okay. All right.
He's still in the league, right?
Where is he? He got replaced in New York.
He's not coaching right now.
I don't think he caught on anywhere after New York.
All right.
He got canned in New York, and so far nothing has come up.
So the Montreal series is nine playoff series wins ago, and 10 would be the Flyers that year, and that's Roger Neilson.
Okay.
Who replaced Cashman. Both of these series wins over the Flyers were years when the Flyers made a coaching change in the middle of the season. 11 would be Martin, right? Ottawa again.
In 97, sure, okay.
12. I know this is more than...
Yeah.
12 is going to be Mayday.
Holy cow.
Right? Oh, what is 12 Pittsburgh Penguins series wins ago? How long ago was 12 Pittsburgh Penguins series wins ago? It's like 2 years ago. Is that possible? Was it this year? 93 Bruins, Mayday is... Brian Sutter.
Jerry Cheevers.
He did coach the Bruins.
Yes, he did.
Brian Sutter. Yes.
I don't remember him. I don't remember a Sutter coaching the Bruins at all.
How about that? It happened. Yep. I've got record of it.
Yep.
And then one more. 13 Sabre series wins ago. Is okay, so if you grew up then.
Oh my god, we're into 80.
You got to go 11 years prior, right?
Right. Oh my god.
Bowman is out. It's the 82 playoffs when Sobe wins the two shutouts, right?
Sure.
Oh, come on, Mike.
Sure.
I clicked on the wrong thing. I do all my clicking left-handed when I'm working. It's a little tougher.
81, but maybe 81, 82, so that makes sense then.
It's 83.
What? Oh, so it was 10,
83.
Yeah. Okay, 10 years from 83. Yeah, okay.
This is tough. I didn't have it.
Who was it?
Bob Berry.
But the team even.
Oh, sorry, Montreal.
Okay.
83, they sweep the Canadians. Three,
oh, you said
three
the
straight.
Shutouts. Right.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. I knew the shutouts were against Montreal. I just sort of blew past it. Yeah.
Okay. Bob Berry. Never, ever would I have remembered that.
Biggest regret on the whole list not getting is Pat Burns.
Yeah, okay.
He's a legendary coach, and I should have remembered that.
Late great.
Yep.
Coach of my favorite Leaf team, Burns. Burns is my, like, Leaf coach in my mind is Pat Burns forever. 93. All right, thanks for playing.
Man, that was fun. Thank you for...
Yep. You've suffered enough.
Thank you for asking me.
You've suffered enough with the Zonovan Knight talk. And start sit questions. Let's have some real fun. That's what I said.
Right.
Last 10, or 13 as it happens, coaches to lose a playoff series to the Sabres. Sabres and Red Wings tonight. Lalonde is the name of the Red Wings coach, I believe, now, right? Anyway, you're breaking up. Mike Schopen, the Bulldog. Paul Hamilton coming up. This is WGR.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with autopay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without autopay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
All right, football fans, the NFL Draft is almost here, and the free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. A-U-D-A-C-Y. Download it today.